25 tips to staying married 25 years. Yesterday, we celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We can't believe that we're old enough to have been married 25 years. Even worse than that is we have been dating since she was 14 and I was 17. So it's been quite a long journey together. Recognizing the importance of building a successful marriage, we want to share with you our top 25 marriage tips. The points that we're going to share with you are not listed in any specific order, and it is our hope that these tips will help you enjoy a more rewarding marriage. Honey, why don't you start us off?
Okay, number one, marry the right person. There is only one way that you will know if the person you are dating is the right person to marry, and that is by spending time together. We recommend dating at least 1 year before getting engaged. We dated for 4 years before getting married. Once we got married, there were no surprises.
Number two, make your marriage your top priority. If you are married, there is nothing that should take precedence over your marriage, and that includes your children and career.
Number three, never say the word divorce. If you're committed to building a long-term, healthy marriage, make a vow to each other that you will never say the word divorce or anything else that would leave the other person to believe that you are not 100% committed to your marriage.
And we'll also share with you, and that is that we have been married twice. The first time we got married, we were married for a short period of time, 3 months. And what happened one day is we got in a fight and one of us said the word divorce and the other person said, okay, great. And before we knew it, we had signed paperwork and we were divorced. And so just never bring it up. It's just something that you don't want to discuss. Number four, don't argue about petty things. When we first got married, we argued about every little ridiculous thing. It made our lives miserable. We then made the decision that we would no longer argue about meaningless things. Now, when one of us brings up an issue, we both know it's a serious issue and we take it seriously.
Number five, make a weekly date a priority. This is huge. You want to get dressed up, get out of the house, and enjoy a special time together. You don't have to have a lot of money or spend a lot of money to do this. During these times together, show an interest in the things that are important to each other and avoid talking about subjects that could create tension.
Number six, find at least 30 minutes to block out each day to spend time together. It could be first thing in the morning before work or in the evening. During this designated time, discuss what's going on in each of your lives. We all have a lot going on, but if your marriage is a priority, spending time together should take precedence over all other activities.
And when our children were young, we would take 30 minutes before dinner. Todd and I, uninterrupted by our small children, they would know this was our time to catch up for the day. We made that a priority.